first kiss and a heart don't forget, something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Something like that.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the nation from the White House last night. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
In an Oval Office address,
it's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
President Biden explaining his historic decision to withdraw from the presidential race.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
Biden praising his vice president, likely Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
She's experienced. She's tough. She's capable.
Without naming him directly, Biden seemed to take a jab at former President Trump.
Kings and dictators do not rule. The people do.
Today, Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who addressed both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Dozens of lawmakers boycotted the speech, angry at Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. Citing continued injuries, two-time Olympic tennis gold medalist Andy Murray has now withdrawn from the singles competition in Paris, says he will only play doubles, the announcement made this morning. This is ABC News. The record for the world's hottest day has been broken once again.
Sunday, then Monday, becoming the hottest days humans have ever measured, according to Europe's climate service. The agency's director, Carlo Buontempo, saying, quote, this is human-caused climate change in action, end quote, with the heat being driven by oceans that won't cool down and an unseasonably warm Antarctica. The Earth has set heat records for 13 straight months. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In Texas, former Uvalde school police officer Adrian Gonzalez appears in court today on charges of failing to protect students during the response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in 2022. Gonzalez and former Uvalde school's police chief Pete Arredondo were indicted by a grand jury back in June. Officials in Southern California warning people in Montecito to be alert as they battle an active infestation of fire ants that are highly aggressive, they say, in nature and could pose a risk. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin reaction to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Wednesday address to Congress reveals a partisan divide over the war in Gaza. Senator Tammy Baldwin was the only Wisconsin Democrat to attend, with House Democrats Mark Buchanan and Glenn Moore boycotting. House Republicans reiterated their support for Israel. The two people killed Monday in a fiery plane crash just south of the grounds of EAA Air Venture have been identified. One of them killed was formerly from El Paso, Texas, who relocated to Philadelphia. The other occupant was a former Nashville resident who now lives in Brooklyn, New York. And Wisconsin high school seniors may soon be receiving direct admissions to UW system campuses. Direct Admit Wisconsin will have qualified high school students from participating schools automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Save this week at the Cottage during Crazy Days. All this week, save 45% on all wall decor and take 35% off all spring and summer clothes. Don't miss the Crazy Days sidewalk sale Thursday with additional markdowns on all items. Find some great summer items during the annual Crazy Days sale all this week at the Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durant.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from today right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, sunny, little breezy, 84. Warm and humid, upper 80s, Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock, I can't stop. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh.
hush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade, we got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dwight Yoakam, fast as you, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning. Expecting 80s today, and the quiet weather will continue. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we'll have some comments from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers in our Newsmaker segment. As the governor was in Elk Mound yesterday at Myers Brothers Grain, and we are going to be chatting with the governor about the agricultural road program in the state of Wisconsin, and that's coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Later on this morning at the Dunn County Fair, the dairy show gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning, and we will have coverage of the dairy show from the Dunn County Fair on our video streaming page at our website at realcountry1430.com, and that's compliments of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And so we will have coverage of the dairy show this morning coming up at 9 o'clock. Also on the radio at about 9:10, we will continue our conversation with the Weiss family and the Weiss family farm. As we are spotlighting the Weiss family farm all this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That coming up this morning at about 9:10. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA, and we have to come out to Wisconsin to see each other. Audrey Donahoe.
Yes, like you said, I'm a dairy farmer from New York. I also serve as president of American Dairy Association Northeast. And beyond that, I serve on the board of directors nationally for Dairy Management Incorporated, both positions representing the dairy farmers.
So that really sounds like a time commitment on your part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I never have a problem with the family covering for me at home. They know I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very passionate about promotion. So, yes, I rather enjoy being a leader in this industry, representing the checkoff money that all farmers pay into. But, you know, the better part of that is, John, not only is it farmer-funded, it's farmer-directed. So these board of directors are all farmers overseeing this money that is being spent on their behalf.
So give us a couple of good examples of the money being spent and returns for that money.
I'll go to my favorite area, children and their health and their wellness and, you know, making sure they're active and having that really great, well-balanced diet. You know, at home, I'm producing a wholesome, healthy, nutritious product. We want to make sure that that's in all of our children's lives out there. Not only does it help them to grow strong, it helps their cognitive skills and strong bones. I mean, think about it. What a nutritionally filled product I produce, but yet I also have the ability to be a part of a promotion that makes sure that all children are consuming dairy and dairy products.
Audrey, when I hear you say that, you've got some really strong claims there that I'm suspecting that you have really good research that's done, and that research costs money to get that.
You know, that's an awesome point, John. So National Dairy Council, it's been around for over 100 years. We have the science, we have the research to back up all of the value of what milk and dairy products have and how important it is not only in children's health, but also in adults and elderly people. Like, there's so many health benefits you can get out of a glass of milk.
You know dairy farmers out there. They're hardworking, honest people who want to produce a product. And yet some of them throw up their hands and say, you know, this, I just can't do it all.
When I get a farmer like that that really questions, where is my money going? What's it doing? You know, my first response to them, I've been on this board for 22 years. I've been involved for a very, very long time. Where would we be without checkoff? what would we be doing? Who would be doing this work for us if we weren't all contributing and being fairly represented across the United States?
I presume that you've met some really interesting people and traveled some interesting places in this position to give you that knowledge and help strengthen the position and do your job.
Oh, absolutely. Just about a month ago, I was at for National Dairy Council, a health and wellness council that we have established, and we've partnered the president of the American Pediatrics Association, the president and CEO of School Nutrition Association, the Athletics Association, all of these people at that national level, highly respected, highly intelligent people that are very, very in favor of dairy and understand the importance of it. And they're out there advocating for us how important dairy is for everybody. So yes, I've met interesting people, but I've also met other people with the same passion that I have and the understanding of exactly how important it is to have dairy and dairy products in your diet.
Audrey Donahoe, first and foremost, a dairy producer from Herkimer County, New York.
I proudly serve as president of American Dairy Association Northeast. We cover 6 states in the Northeast, about 3,500 dairy farmers. I also serve on the Dairy Management Incorporated Board of Directors, which are farmers from all over the United States. And then we were just talking about National Dairy Council, my favorite. I currently serve as chairwoman of National Dairy Council.
Audrey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thank you, John. I appreciate the time.
I'm John Clark for FeedWorks USA.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
For the approximately 20,000 or so dairy producers in the U.S.,
the overall story is one of relatively tighter supplies, strong product demand, and higher prices nearly across the board.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski says the market's been so strong his group has had to go in and keep raising its forecasts for milk and dairy product prices, USDA forecasting the all-milk price for this year to average $22.25 per hundredweight, 65 cents higher than was forecast a month ago.
And then looking ahead into 2025, the all-milk price is expected to remain strong, $22.50 per hundredweight. Up 25 cents year over year, and we raised that price forecast by $1 per hundredweight this month.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right. Their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight train, shortchanged by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my
morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August milk up 28 to 2042. September up 49 to 2131. October up 24 to 2116. November up 14 to 2044. Cheese markets, barrels up 1.5 to 197.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 194. 5 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 309. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to 123.5. 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 54 even. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Now, hot temperatures are expected to stress livestock in the Western Plains over the next few weeks or more. And that did help to support some of the live cattle markets, especially with retail demand remaining in good shape. Feeder cattle, though, mostly lower as, again, pasture conditions in the Western Plains and cheaper hay prices are supporting this year's calf crop. And there's been no drop in numbers of heifers put on feed. That did provide some pressure to the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, moved mostly higher. Again, demand is still helping the market move higher. August live cattle up 60 cents to 186.90. August feeder cattle down $1.62 to 257.12. August hogs up 12 cents to 93.77. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher. The daily export wire was quiet. Export sales are expected to be in the 600,000 to 900,000 metric ton range. Meanwhile, soybeans mostly lower. Now, while the weather does look a touch more stressful for the much of the soybean belt, there's still some rain in the forecast and crop development still looks good. Wheat markets mostly higher as there is some quality concerns in the spring wheat harvest. New crop corn up 3/4 to 418. New crop beans down 11.5 to 1064. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 352, August and September 352, new crop 363, cash and August beans 1051, new crop 984. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 388 and 3/4, August 383 and 3/4, September 378 and 3/4, new crop 373. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 386, August 387, September 379, new crop 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 360, new crop 363, cash beans 1062, new crop 989. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 372, new crop 368, cash beans 1059, new crop 984. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 378, August 383, September 376, new crop 371. Cash beans 1076, August 1078, September 1019, new crop 1005. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 357, new crop 365. Cash beans 1066, new crop 992. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 201, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 185, market cows 104 to 141, bulls 139 to 168, calves 300 to 960, beef steers 192 to 405, Holstein steers 150 to 310. Sheep markets, market land Lambs and Light Lambs, 200 and down. Ewes, 115 and down. Rams, 90 and down. Goat markets, does, 130 and down. Bucks, 195 and down. Meanwhile, at Zimbrota, feeder lambs, 130 to 200. Fed lambs, 165 to 195. And ewes, 70 to 8250. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, my name is Jared.
And this is Matt.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is that sweet and savory flavor combo. I love the grilled chicken because of how juicy it is. It has that perfect smoked flavor.
And then the crunch of the pickles and the sweet heat that they bring just ties it all together.
And that crispy sweet bacon, it adds so much flavor.
It ties in amazing with the warm, soft bun. You can really taste the sweetness in every bite.
The maple bun is bringing the fun.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watch the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust
the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on.
Get alive, get a grip, get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Whoa, come on over, come on in, pull up a seat and take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind and take a load off your mind. Make a wish, make a move, make up your mind. Choose when you're up, when you're down, when you need a laugh, come around. Come on over, come on in, pull up a seat, take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind and take a load off your mind. Oh, 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 oh. Somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Come on over, come on in, pull up a seat, take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind and take a load off your mind. Yeah, you come on over, you come on in, come on.
So good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. Party tonight down at Delta Chi. They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moon. Saturday night. You know everywhere has something there no more. But usually it washes up on our shores. My great-great-great-granddaddy stepped off of that
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Governor Tony Evers was in Elk Mound yesterday at Meyer Brothers Grain as he announced over $50 million for rural road improvements for the state of Wisconsin, including a $450,000 grant for the town of Elk Mound to help replace 970th Street, which runs in front of Meyer Brothers Grain facility. Here are some of the comments from the governor and some questions that we asked during a news conference.
Great to be here in Elk Mound and talking to folks at this great, important area that receives grain on a regular basis. And the good news is that they have we've passed in the last legislature a fair amount of money for agricultural roads, and they applied for making sure that they have a good road here. It's a short road, but an important road, so that the grain can continue to be taken care of here and shipped out to folks across the world. It's quite an operation they have here, but the important thing for our visit is that we are concerned about the safety of the road, just as the township folks are, and we have the resources with this new program for agricultural roads. And it's really interesting for me because earlier today we were in the area around Sparta and Toma. And it was a smaller issue, but it's absolutely connected to a big operation like this, as agriculture is such a major part of Wisconsin's history and our present economy, and we have to have safe roads. This one is extraordinarily different, is that we've got school buses going back and forth all day long, and as well as people from Eau Claire that are, you know, that have kids that go to school out here. So the good news is we're going to get something done and get it done next summer, or get it done by next summer.
Governor, with this program, while fixing the roads, another big issue in rural America and really rural Wisconsin is the situation with the bridges.
Yeah.
And some of these bridges, one, can't handle the weight of these new vehicles, nor the width of the new vehicles. Where are can this program be used for that?
I'll ask.
You can. Bridges are part of this as well, but we've also got a whole separate bridge program. We've got $45 million a year that we were getting from the federal government. We're giving 100% of that to the locals. And as far as non-conforming, if they're too narrow, you know, that's a little bit more difficult if they were built, you know, more recently. But we also, in this last legislative session, also put in money for what they call culverts between 8 and 20 feet that aren't defined by the federal government as bridges, but are important as well. We're inventorying all of those across the state, too, to see if we can get funding for those, because my goal at the DOT and our goal as the administration is to get all of the bridges in the state so that none of them are weight restricted, so that these types of operations can keep going across them.
And Governor, with the program, obviously a lot of townships, because they're so heavily reliant on agriculture, are probably applying for this program. Is
right.
How long is the money going to last?
Well, it'll last us 2 years, and then we'll try to get some more money through the legislature. And I don't think there's going to be a problem. There wasn't a problem getting it through last time. So I anticipate that will be the case. So, yes, I think we're looking at it's a two-year program, and then we'll try again with the legislature.
Governor Tony Evers, yesterday in Elk Mound. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Today through the first half of the weekend, we'll have calm and quiet conditions in our ag weather forecast. Now, showers and thunderstorms will return Sunday into next week, and it looks like we'll also see a warming trend as well coming up in the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 46% to 51%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 55 to 61. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. South winds at 8 to 13. About 11 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, sunshine, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower and storm, highs 80 to 85. For Tuesday, sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs once again 85 to 90.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Livestock Guardian Dogs protect livestock from predators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Keep your livestock safe and predators at bay with a Livestock Guardian Dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators such as coyotes from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a Livestock Guardian Dog Research Specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats, or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
They're independent problem solvers, but can be defiant with traditional dog training, such as teaching them to sit. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Some attention from all the boys in Thibodeau. Oh my, you really feel